Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Grizzlies, Celtics tonight.
We know what you've got in KCP and Ty Jerome. We saw it the first game.
Exactly.
I don't need those guys, you know, because I'm to John's point, I don't care if I win or not. I don't need those guys playing a ton of minutes because I think I know what I got. Exactly. Feel pretty good about those vets and what they're going to bring to the table. It's about those other guys, man, like you mentioned. It's about Gigi. It's about Vince. It's about, you know, especially if you're not going to have Ja Morant, which if you did, you know, that's a different thing because then I'm trying to get those guys up to speed with Ja. But right now, I want to see the guys with the question marks on them. And here's the other thing. John's talked about this. Boston, look at that front court. It's a mess.
Yep.
And so for a front court that was handled, has injury issues going into the season, obviously, but was handled by Detroit on a couple of nights ago, you want to see them play better. You know, you'd like to see Jock Landale around the basket and be able to finish against the Celtics team. Doesn't look like they're going to have much to stop him in the way of bigs. I mean, keep in mind, Horford's gone, right? That thing's been gutted. And so tonight you'd like to see yourself have, even with Jaren, some of those key guys out, you'd like to see yourself have a little bit more success around the rim, particularly with your bigs, against a team that doesn't have any from what I can tell.
Right.
Now, this will be Boston's first game. It's not, you know, this is your second. We haven't seen him yet. So we have no clue on what their plan is, but no Porzingis. I mean, that's the part that Boston, obviously Jason Tatum out with the Achilles rupture, but you know what they're going to do with that front court, we got no idea that's going to pan out. This needs to be a night where you can you dominate. I see Boston's favored tonight.
Yeah, Boston's favored.
I mean, you're banged up. I get it, but yep. And they've got Derek White, Jaylen Brown, you know, guys like that, but still.
Yeah.
I would hope the Grizzlies can at least be effective
exactly.
Up front. You know, even shorthanded.
Yeah, I mean, look, Boston is not a big team. You know, they're just they lost all their.
I don't know who they got in there anymore. Seems like they're all gone. Porzingis, Horford.
Yeah.
Who was the other? Didn't Cornette go somewhere?
Yeah, Cornette's with the Spurs, bro. Dude, their starting five is
wow.
Do you have because
Nemias Queta?
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. So I mean, come on. Like, X-Man, Xavier Tillman's back tonight.
Now, you don't have your front court pieces, but this is still a game I want to see, whether it's Gigi, whether it's Santi, whether it's, you know, those guys handling themselves on the glass, finishing around the basket.
Exactly.
Landale, one of those guys.
That's
Jock, we know you can hit a couple. We can hit threes.
Yep.
Let's get in there and see if we can finish around the basket for when Jock gets back.
Absolutely.
Because we're going to need it.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, especially with this time Zach Edey's out.
Yeah. So, I think that's kind of what I'm looking for, right? And I'm sure, you know, this will all be discussed later on Grizzbeat in terms of objectives, but my main thing is, all right, let's see if these guys who really need to prove it, you know, I understand that, you know, you want to win every game, you take the floor, but it's like, this is one where it's like, you know, I'm just going to give Gigi and Cedric Howard the run. It's going to be those two. Like, they're going to get the lion's share of the minutes to, you know, because they didn't against
Detroit.
Detroit, yeah, they did. They just didn't. So I need to know what I've got in Gigi at this point. I mean, now it's like I either I have some or I don't. And I'm not saying that like you're going to decide that definitively after a preseason game, but if I give him 25 minutes tonight and he gives me another 8.3 rebound performance, my picture is becoming clear. It just is. And I have to get Cedric Howard confidence. Like I have no – that's non-negotiable. And I think this is the team to do it against. I know Celtics are favored. I maybe they should be given everything that the Grizzlies are missing. But if we can't get a, you know, 8 of 17 type performance from Cedric Howard tonight against this group.
I'd love to see Coward take 17 shots. Why not?
Yeah, I mean, seriously, like, this doesn't count.
Against Anfernee Simons and them?
Right.
Jalen.
I mean,
he may draw Jalen Brown, you know,
He might, but Jalen Brown ain't finna play that much. I can't believe he played that much.
No, Detroit didn't play its starters more than 19 minutes, I think. We didn't play ours more than 21.
I think Cedric Howard, 25-minute night, bro, minimum. Him and G.G. Jackson both, like, use this to your advantage, like, because they're not going to get these kinds of minutes in the regular season.
Well, and to your point, I'm sort of limited in my implementation of my system as Isolo now because I don't have three starters.
You don't have the guys you need.
You know, so why not at this point?
Right.
I don't care about winning the game.
Right.
What I care about is seeing these guys, as I said, with question marks. I need to see GG. I need to see Coward do, you know, get his legs underneath him. And get more acclimated to the program because right now you can't even install much with so much gone. You know what I'm saying?
100%.
It's because it's a completely different game when you've got John Moran on the floor.
That's exactly right. You
and
have to
simulate it. With
you have to
guys.
Sit down. You have to ask yourself, all right, what can I get
what
out
are
of
my
this
priorities
game?
Here tonight? Yes.
And to me, there's only
one.
We're
on the same page.
You know, it's like I can't. You know, get Ja more accustomed to running pick and rolls with Jaren. That's out of the equation. So I gotta maximize this opportunity.
I can't even do it with Ja and Landale.
Can't even do it with them because Ja's
that,
on the
that's
game.
Key. Because again, it would be key because he's gonna be the guy for Edie until we get till November.
Right.
What it is, can't do that.
That's exactly.
So what's your priorities? You and I both agree.
Yeah.
Seeing those guys that have gotta show. It's time to show something.
I would be honest. I wouldn't even mind. I wouldn't even mind if Jerome and KCP didn't
don't play. I knew where you were going.
Like, don't even put them out there.
I'm really fine with it with KCP.
Yeah,
you know, veteran with his
night.
Age, veteran. Off,
if
get,
you want, if you want
off.
To Ty Jerome to handle
nights.
The ball, fine.
Yeah, just a little more. But, because again, Ty Jerome could be handling off
no,
the
that's
ball.
True.
Ja Morant gets
that's
hurt, and it goes into the regular season.
That's fine.
But
you can play Ty Jerome.
You and
give
I
KCP
agree.
The veteran night off.
John, I said give KCP the night off tonight.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
I think we've made this official. Brad, do you agree with that? We don't give KCP the night off?
You need him for the season. I agree.
I mean, I think we've done a really good job with the game plan here.
I can feel you feel like we've done a good job.
Now
nobody down there is listening to our good job,
I'm
but I feel
saying,
like we've done one,
you,
and I feel like you feel like we've
when
done
when you joined Grand City Media, I didn't realize you were joining the Grizzlies staff. I mean, I thought you were just doing the –
He's
now,
keeping it real.
But
now,
but,
he's
but,
keeping it
but
real.
Now, but now you, like, you know, you got the clipboard out, man. You telling guys who's in, who's out. It's unbelievable.
That's what they're doing with Ja, isn't it? They're essentially ankling him through, okay, let's rock and roll for
well,
the night.
I think he did sprain his ankle, but I think –
That makes it convenient to put that out there because they didn't hammer
it. I'm getting him in a preseason game, again, to get him around all my guys who don't know what it's like to play with Ja Morant.
That's fair.
Like, so especially if it's, as we said, all reports indicated, all folks that had eyes on him on Monday, that he seems to be fine
right.
in terms of the way that he walked around.
Exactly.
So, again, I think getting a preseason game in or two doesn't have to be tonight, obviously, but getting one in beforehand, it's key for your other guys, key for Landale, you know, those guys.
Exactly. Yeah. So
Coward to get up to Jospy.
Look, nobody will ever remember if you won or lost, but they will remember how you made them feel. They won't.
The feeling you gave them, they'll remember how you made them feel. Well, that's right, John.
They will never remember what you did for work. They will never remember what you did at your job or whatever, but they will remember how you made them feel. And I think if you start Cedric Coward and you give that man 25 minutes tonight and you let him absolutely cook, he will remember that, and he will go into this season with confidence, no matter, because his role may not be that. His role may be, you know, sixth man, seventh man, whatever the case, and you come in and your energy and your scoring punch and all those things. But, you know, let's give him that opportunity to blossom in this preseason when it doesn't matter. You know, if I post that he has 1 point and everybody just, they can't wait to say that Kobe Bryant also had no points in his preseason debut, you know? So it clearly doesn't matter to people. So let him go out and let him have
I hate that people went and dug that up.
Yes, they did.
Because that just helps continue this unfair thing that we're doing to Cedric Coward because some GM or whatever it was.
Right.
You know,
tough. I mean, I just think
Coach
like
Thorpe or whoever.
I would, you know, personally,
who's ever got y'all high on the hall?
Like, I really would not have like
take it easy.
If an executive would have called me personally and told me that, I would not have gone with it. I would have told him, you know, I respect your perspective on that, but I feel like these two gentlemen's names should be off limits in player comps. Like I said.
Especially rookie player comps, man. Wait a little while on a player to be in the league first you start comparing them to Hall of Famers.
Who missed a half year of college.
What are we talking about?
We don't even compare Anthony Edwards to those two. You know?
That's what I'm saying.
So how on our world?
That's on us.
You can't do it.
The people that are doing this.
And disservice.
And he, like, because he can still be a really good basketball player and not be those two guys, right?
Yes.
I mean, I think that's the thing here. But
hopefully a good chance of that.
We've sort of been sold this
Cedric Coward
idea, and it's just like, come on, man. It's not. Now,
well, we do, though.
Now, look, I'm not holding him to that. That's ridiculous, okay? That's just patently absurd.
I mean, as a society, it's not what you and I do.
No, exactly.
Right?
We, live in a society. There is no doubt about that.
Find the next one, the next legend, the next great thing.
You know, and you can be the – don't be the next Kobe Bryant, man. Be the first Cedric Coward. Know what I'm saying?
Beautifully said, John.
I just think that's what we need to do. And let him cook.
Is he 6'6", y'all? Is that they list him at 6'6". He does not look like 6'6" when you see him on the court, if we're talking about comparisons. Just talking about what the player is.
Yeah, I think the whole thing was his wingspan. The whole thing is
over a 7-foot wingspan.
Yeah,
right?
So it really doesn't matter how tall you are when you have a 7-foot wingspan.
Because I want to tell you that Jalen Wells is like 6'5". Mm-hmm. I mean, Jalen Williams in OKC is 6'5", but he's got the 7-foot wingspan. That's what they're saying Coward can be, but he's only 6'5".
For defensive purposes, he can get in
he
there.
He might be 6'6 or so. But
Blake Griffin was like, you know, 6'10", 6'11", but he had a short wingspan. So, it was effectively.
It was Bane's problem as a defender sometimes.
Yeah, he was a
pterodactyl.
Looks like a grown man to me is what he looks like. We're going to need him on the glass. I need him to use that grown man body.
The wingspan
is nuts. I mean, it's just it's insanity. But anyway, hopefully he can get going tonight and get cooking, and we can feel much better about things on that front. Again, preseason. If he has, if he struggles again, he struggles again. But I would at least, you know, hey man, you got to go in the pool.
Yeah,
you know, I'm throwing your ass in the pool, and it's time to swim, dog. I mean, and you may need some help. I mean, when I was 5 years old, man, I was in St. Louis on vacation. I don't know how I snuck out of the hotel room with my aunt and uncle, and I said, I'm going to the pool. And I was 5 years old. I didn't know how to swim. I had
that's scary.
I had a big Shamu. I had a big Shamu float. Oh, I jumped in there was nobody at this pool, bro. I said, you know what? This is my moment. I'm going to jump in this pool in the deep end. I got the float no matter what. I'm cool. So I jump in the pool. I'll never forget this. I jump in the pool, and the float slips from under my arms. And so now I'm in this deep end, and I cannot swim, and there's nobody at this pool, and my aunt and uncle in the hotel room, and nobody knows I'm gone, and I'm about to drown. And I can feel myself drowning. I'm inhaling the water. I'm about to.
This feels like a nightmare.
This is a real story?
It's a real 100% story.
This is scaring the piss out of me. 100%
story. And I'm five, 6 years old at most. And I swear to God, this woman had to be my guardian angel. She dove in. I didn't even see her when I jumped in.
That's
I don't
God.
Know where she came from.
God looking
she
out
dove
for you.
In Divine and she mission. And yep. she brought me to the side of the pool to where I could start to breathe again, and I could, you know, I didn't drown in that pool because I was drowning. There's no question about it. And I don't know where she went. I don't know her name. I don't know. I did not see her when I came. I was alone at this pool. Wow. And she came out of nowhere, seriously. And I definitely felt like that was the closest I've ever been to death. And I definitely felt like that's divine intervention to the absolute fullest, that I could have and probably should have died that day and drowned in that pool in St. Louis.
Are you saying Cedric Coward is you in the pool in St. Louis?
I'm saying that even if he does go in the pool and the float slips from underneath him, you know, he's got teammates to lift him up, all right? That's all
he
I'm saying.
He's getting the floaties? He's getting a relief?
But he needs to sneak out of that hotel room and get in that damn pool. All right, that's what we got to do. So 25 plus minutes minimum tonight for Cedric Coward.
I'm good with that.
So that he can be the player.
Feature him.
We hope he can be. So, but you can't do that if you have him in this sort of 19 minutes a game. You know, only taking. Man, let that man take 20 shots, bro. Sit KCP.
John says put him in.
Limited minutes for Ty Jerome. Gigi Jackson and Cedric Coward are my cogs tonight. Mm. That's who I want to see get the most usage. That's who I want to see get the because it's literally. It's risk-free.
There you go, Isolo.
It's a risk-free proposition. So anyway, shout out to Cedric Coward. Shout out to that guardian angel that saved my life
I'm
in St. Louis.
Made it, John.
Wherever she is.
Man, seriously, I hope she is wealthy and having a great, prosperous life because she saved a 5-year-old little boy that day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash.
Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.